replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up. Your message has been sent. Thank you for using T-Mobile voicemail. Goodbye.
Hear me?
Hello and welcome to another live episode of the Butterfly Evolution Show. Want to thank you guys for tuning in and thank you for being patient. It seems we were having just a little bit of difficulty connecting our special guest tonight. So a special, special thanks to all of you who are tuning in with us tonight. This is the Butterfly Evolution Show. I'm your host, Tammy. And we have a very special edition for you tonight. For those of you who are regular listeners, you know that we typically air on Monday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. That will continue. We've just had a number of special shows going on, and this is one of those shows. Before moving into tonight's show and introducing our guests, I want to just remind you that the chat line is open. For those of you who are listening on the chat, remember that you can submit your questions or comments by way of chat. If you prefer, you can also call in using the call-in number, 818-691-7406. Again, 818-691-7406. For those of you who are in on the phone line or plan to call in, you do have to select the number 1 in order for us to know that you do want to come in with your question or comment. So keep that in mind, and you can do that at any time during the show. You do not have to wait until we open it up. We welcome your questions throughout this process. Also want to remind you guys, can't do Butterfly Evolution without reminding you to continue to remove your trash cans in order to promote change. And for you new listeners, because we do expect we'll have some first-time listeners for tonight. So in order to promote change, what we do is remind our listeners each and every Monday night or each and every show that we have of the concept, the trash can concept. It is, again, to promote change. And what you do is in your home, and make this fun with your family, with your children, so forth. In your home, remove your trash can maybe from one place to another, one wall to another, and then monitor how often you return back to its old location. That will and should remind you of how our mind keeps up with even the smallest things that we do, our smallest habits. And for those of you, again, who are regular listeners, remember that we sow a thought, we reap an action. We sow an action, we reap a habit, we sow habits, we reach character, and character promotes our destiny. So we have to really be mindful of our thoughts, and that's why it is always good to renew your mind, to work continuously to renew your mind, to remove those negative thoughts, those negative behaviors, this negative world, and open your mind up. This is a great time to think about that, because with our guest speaker tonight, Moses Malley, you have to have an open mind in order to perceive this information and to take yourself way beyond what you can imagine, because the world, the way that some of us were brought up, is we have a limited access of space, so to speak, of what we can do, who we can become, what we can accomplish. And this is a great show for to open your mind up to a limitless life. It is what you do, what you put in, and how you keep up with the things that are going on, technology and so forth. It takes work. It takes your commitment to your passion, your purpose, your talent. You have to open up your mind. And Moses is helping me do that as well, because, I mean, I'm 44, and some of this stuff is just beyond. I just found out day before yesterday or yesterday. See how quickly I forgot that. I don't know which day, but just a few days ago that have an email address on Facebook, so I have email that I have not opened up didn't know about since 2009. I've missed some things just because I did not know. I'm thinking messages and all that other stuff is the same. So found out that there's a lot of messages out there. So we have to keep up with things like that. If we're going to operate and be successful in this world, we have to keep up with the technology and the method that is being used to promote businesses and things like that. So that being said, I want to introduce Mr. Moses Smalley. And what I'm going to do, Moses, just let you say hello, tell who you are, the name of your business, and then I want to start with some questions because you're going to help me tonight, of course, because as much as you have explained to me in your language and in my language, I'm still kind of confused, and I'm going to open my mind up. I'm going to take some notes tonight. I'm hoping that my son is listening so that he can explain it in mama language, and we'll go from there. So just introduce yourself. Tell about the company, how you started, where you are, some things that you've done, and then I want to get some questions in, and hopefully others will have some questions as well. And if you're listening and you know someone, songwriters, artists, musicians, we even had a question came in for graphic designers. There's something in this for everyone. Business owners, I know Moses working with people that are running for mayor and things like that, talent shows, poet shows and things like that. So he's going to tell quite a bit of information. So, Moses, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Well, thank you, Tammy, so much again for giving me another chance to be on your radio show and your radio network. So I definitely appreciate that. My name is Moses Smalley. Most of you guys know I was on the show last week with Brother AJ. And I'm a young man, had a vision, have a dream, just like everybody else when we growing up. I'm going to turn down my radio real quick. Sorry about that. I grew up in California, born and raised in California. I always been in technology, cameras, since I was 7 years old. So the Lord had gave me a vision to start doing stuff like that, getting involved in cameras, getting involved with switchers, learning how to zoom in on a camera, zoom out, and just get a steady hand on a camera ever since I was 7. In high school, I got good grades. I played basketball. I got a full scholarship going to Central State. It's the first one of the African American colleges, and I'm in the South in Ohio. I took my talent and my skills. Got a BA degree in television production. I took that and ran with it. And I had doubts. I had negative people. I have people doubting me, say, you know, you're living a dream. Stop dreaming. I know all you guys can relate with that. You can't do it. Just get a regular job. And I never gave up, despite all the ups and downs that I've been through in my life, despite my mother passing in 2003. That's where all it began with me in 2003. Well, my mom passed away. She died of cancer. I didn't really know about it. So I'm telling you guys some real stuff here. I didn't know about the cancer. I was nobody didn't tell me anything because I'm the youngest in the family. When I seen my mom at the hospital, I said hello to my mom, gave my mom a hug. She was looking okay, looking fine. Everything, she looked in my eyes. I looked in her eyes. I was like, Mom, when you coming home? She looked in my eyes, son, I'll be home in a couple of days. So I was like, okay, Mom, cool. Next thing you know, in a couple of days, I get a phone call that my mom passed. So I didn't really understand what my mom was saying in the beginning because I automatically knew that my mom was going to be okay. That's the way life is right now as we speak. You have to renew your mind and start thinking in a positive way about yourself, nobody else. In 2013, this is not 2007, this is not 2000, this is 2013. We have to stop playing and stop getting focused, whatever God is trying to do or a purpose in your life. We all have a purpose and destiny, and this is the time to do it. But to continue on to my story on technology, I went to Las Vegas When I went to Las Vegas, that opened my mind even more about the technology of TV, live streaming, internet radio. And this was in 2004. I took advantage. You have to be creative sometimes. You got to leave your home. I left home because all the negativity that was going on. I left home. I went to Las Vegas, and I did me. And that allowed me to explore in myself what I could become as a better person when you don't have knockdowns. You don't have people beating you up, telling you, even verbally, you get mentally distressed. Even people just verbally telling you some things. I'm trying to renew your minds, ladies and gentlemen. It's a new day. It's a new era. So back to the story about Las Vegas. I took advantage of going to all the trade shows in Las Vegas. It happens every year. From CES, Electronic Trade Show, happens every year in January. Even Infocom, which is information communication, it happens in, I believe, in May. And the NAB Convention, National Association of Broadcast. So all you listeners right now, you matter of fact, get a pen and a paper because I'm going to give you a crash course tonight, 101 technology. So you take advantage of that, ladies and gentlemen. I went there for 5 years. I had a cousin that stayed out there. I took advantage of that technology, going to those trade shows, interacting with those companies as interested or I'm interested in doing what they're doing. Learning knowledge, getting my contacts. This is where you have to start. When you build a successful business or in business for yourself, you have to already establish contact. You already have to be in the networking field. You can't be scared. You can't think about you're not pretty enough or you can't talk enough. You got to go out there and just do it and just trust in God. That's all you have to do. Trust in God. Write out your vision. Write out your plan. Network with the appropriate people. You have to spend time with this. If you give it 110%, you're going to get 110%, maybe 310%. How about that? Like I said, you have to speak positive. You're going to get 310% if you put in 110%. But you have to be dedicated. You have to be committed. Also, you have to help one another. Without helping each other, we cannot get everybody to the same level. If we help each other out, if you know that person is singing, you know she has a career, you have a career, it's not about competition all the time. It's all about the bigger picture of helping her because she might have that foot in the door, and then when she gets that foot in the door, she will bring you along, and then you guys will both have a record label under the same company. It goes both ways of starting your own business. It could be anything, filmmakers, poets, writing books, music. This is the way of expressing your mind and making money off it because of the social media, as you know, has changed the game. But you have to use the social media in your favor. Don't just go in there and express it yourself and telling people who you are and you have a successful business and you're not promoting your own business. You got to promote your own business. And sometimes stop doing that foolishness on Facebook and because you're lonely or because you don't know what to say because you don't have no friends. You have to start networking. You have to start getting involved and doing what you have to do of the purpose of Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's for order you to have a successful online business or whatever type of business you have or ministry to connect with other pastors and other bishops that's doing some things and also that needs your help, but they don't know where to get the information. But if you interact and like people and add certain people that you know that's going to benefit both of you guys, then you have a better chance of surviving in your business and your ministry will go to the top. That's the first thing, that Facebook, be real with it. Because I go on Facebook, you guys go on Facebook, and people just write the dumbest things sometimes. I'm at the mall right now, or I'm eating a salad. You know, so who cares about that? You know, get in tune with you. Get in tune with what you need to do. first before you have to support and like the button and let her know, yeah, I like it, you know, just to start a friendship or whatever. Don't do that to yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Do you. So that's the first thing that you really have to do to implement what you want to do in life. And then I'm also going to tell you about the platform, but I'm going to ask Tammy to ask her question to me, because this would tell you, and we could go ahead and flow into it nicely.
Okay, Moses, thank you. And I think you may have your, do you have your speaker phone on, Moses? It's a little static on my end. And if someone's out there that has my number, if you'll tell us how the sound is for you, it may just be you and I, because I had it on speaker, but I took it off. So if someone
okay.
that has my number directly, if you'll just text me and let me know if you were able to hear Moses okay, and if it's if it is or is not coming in staticky, so I would appreciate that. I just want to also say, as you were speaking, I was reminded of being able to watch, and I mentioned this in the introduction, and you can help me with the name of the poetry that I watched online here, but it was taking place
in Detroit. Michelle Lane.
What was the name of the poetry? And it was in Detroit, Michigan. I watched it maybe a month or two ago, and it was a live poetry there in Michigan, I believe. And I can't remember the name.
It was Sister Natasha.
Okay. But
and
I was able.
And she has. Go ahead.
I was able to sit here in my home and watch this live poetry episode as everyone else could that would have linked into that. I was able to go there and see the entire show, and I was even able to donate to her ministry
absolutely
as well, right online, as if I am there and paid to go to this show. But I was right there, and it was a wonderful ministry. And then she contacted me after by email and just said, hi, how did you hear about this? Because I gave her a donation, and I told her
absolutely.
That, you know, through Moses. So it was wonderful, and it got me to thinking, wow, this is – and I even told some people from Atlanta to tune in and listen to this, because there were children coming up talking about they had written poetry, and they were talking about the struggles
absolutely.
In their life that they were having being raised in – As a biracial child, I remember that one the most. There was young girls talking about, you know, had wrote poems about being molested and how they got through that through their poetry. So that was able to go viral. So I was able to sit here and watch it in Tennessee, and it was happening in Detroit, Michigan. So you could take your ministry there. You could take your poetry that way. You can get people all over the world to listen to you at the time that you select live and so forth. So I don't want to quote the wrong thing, so I'm going to get my questions out, and then Moses can kind of share, but it made me think about that. For the radio show, Moses has been talking to me about ways, about the possibility, well, maybe not the possibility, just stepping out there in faith and maybe doing something on my own, just as the way I told you this lady was doing her live show. It would actually be my own radio show where I am, you know, in my own studio, and I can get people to come in and get their own radio show as well. And doing that, to show you just how God sends those signs, I had someone contact me last week saying, you know, I'm thinking I want to get my own radio show. And I'm saying, through Blog Talk? And they said, no, I think I want to have my own radio show. And I thought, interesting,
right.
because I've been talking about this. So I called Moses and asked the questions, okay, if this person, you know, if I got my own radio show, could this person come in and buy airtime and blah, blah, blah? And he said, yes. And even though he said yes, I'm still in my head trying to figure all that out. Even though I listen to the radio, I see Steve Harvey come in on somebody else's show, Michael Bazin, you know, up until what's been happening. But I'm still trying to get that in my head and make that work for my head. So I'm trying to catch up, just as some of you guys are. I'm trying to wrap my head around all this technology stuff, because just as we work 8 to 5, those of you who go to work or whatever your hours are, we put so much in so much of our time into growing someone else's business. I work so hard for my 8 to 5 job. I mean, I put in those hours. There were times where I gave it more than life. Now, I've stopped that, because when you grow, you grow. When you mentally change your mind, things that matter, matter, and things that don't. And just as you seen this world today, people thought that they were secure in their jobs. They thought their bank accounts were secure. They had it made. But look at the economy. So the tables can turn instantly. And if you're going to work hard and lose everything, do it for yourself if you can. And we all can, because you can, as I shared with a young man today, you can work on your dreams, your talent every day. If you can go work 8 hours for a job, you can give your dream at least 1 hour a day. It starts somewhere. So when something happens, if something happens, as we've seen, it's possible, then you have a backup plan. Don't wait until something happens, because life happens, people. Life happens. These jobs are folding. You know, pretty soon they're going to fold more, because we're not going to be able to pay these prices. I was talking to someone today. They paid $9 for aluminum foil, 35 feet aluminum foil, $9. I told her I'm going to start saving my bread bags. That's going to be my aluminum foil, because that's crazy, $9.
That's crazy.
So we have to do something. Now, for me, Moses, what I guess I would like to know, and I know you've explained this to me again, explain the concept of how do I take this to the next level, so that not only, like, I'm on the air. I'm on the air now, but it's different. For those of you who are not familiar with Blog Talk Radio, it's a bit different. It's internet-based, of course, but even the studio, right. I don't have all the wiring and the things that you might see if you went into your local radio station. So it is different. So, Moses, if you can just kind of walk me through, and it doesn't have to be from A to Z, but just that starting process of getting it, and then what possibilities, economic possibilities, it would open up for me and our audience that we already have. Because as you guys know, and I've said over and over and over, this show is really, really growing. We have a really big fan base, and I'll just say, February, I did 3 shows, and I ended up with 10,131,000 listeners. For a little old girl from Valdosta, Georgia, who comes in and pick your brain about things, it's not drama, it's things that help you grow, I think that's wonderful. And I thank God. It's only God's grace and mercy, and that God wants his word out. He wants us to grow. He wants our mind to be renewed. So that being said, explain to them where this show can go.
Okay, listeners, like I said, this is Moses Smalley. I'm with Squeaky Mobile Network here in Detroit, Michigan. And I am a mobile developer. I set up online TV networks, online radio networks, mobile app developer for Roku, Google TV, Samsung TV, and Neo TV, which is the newest platforms that is basically taking over cable. And you can actually go buy one of those 4 devices that I said, Walmart, Target, right now, and pay one-time fee for the box, which is $40. It ranges from $40 to $80. And then you can watch all your programming, your TV. You can even cut off your Comcast, Direct TV, and it will save you thousands of dollars. But the thing why I'm really saying that to you, all you independent artists out there and all you small businesses, I'm helping Tammy take her radio station and expand Blog Talk to the next level of how she could profit from it off about 5 to 6 revenues of streaming just from having the platform that I'm about to explain to you right now. So please take notes for all the people that wants a radio station, an online, full-fledged, 24-hour scheduling, programming radio station. This is how I'm going to tell you how you can do it right now. Sister Tammy is on Blog Talk. Blog Talk is a wonderful tool. It's a wonderful networking thing, as you can see. Like I said, networking from Facebook down to Blog Talk. I'm taking her radio station that she has right now and putting it on a platform where now she can play music, sermons, her own shows, other people's shows on a 24-hour basis now. So now she went from coming on Blog Talk from twice a week, now having her own network not your own show, Sister Tammy. You're having your own network now. It goes from your show and having to your network just that quickly by having a platform such as your own radio network 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Number one, revenue of streaming, how Sister Tammy could benefit from having her own radio station and be self-employed and give you guys a low price if you were thinking about or you will have a airtime on her radio station. Check this out. Tammy will have her own online radio station, 24-hour programming. She will probably have 30-minute shows, right, Sister Tammy?
Right, just give or take some.
Maybe a couple hour shows, right?
Right.
Maybe some, we talked about maybe probably having some independent music for a lot of independent artists that you know that would probably be ran through your online channel 24 hours, right?
Correct.
Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, right there, that's what we just talked about. Right there, she could take all those and more and promote and help people like you guys right now, where you can either have your own network or you can be on Tammy's network and have your own network at the same time and do cross-promoting and help each other out. I'm getting back to you guys about helping each other out. So, therefore, Tammy have her own 24 hours. She got 24-hour content going on. Now she's getting paid off one revenue of streaming off 30-minute content and 30-minute content. Now she could charge for commercials. So each and everybody that has a show on Tammy's radio station, now she could charge for commercials of promoting those shows that's on her station in a scheduling rotate, in a scheduling rotating manner, 24 hours a day. That is the number two. That's number two of revenue of streaming. Number three, we will customize you an online radio player that will be embedded into your website. You will also get a customized wedgie that will be wedged into your Facebook and your Twitter. So now when people are scrolling down, looking for all your news feed and what you're posting, now they will see your radio station right there in a click of a button. They will be able to pop on like Sister Tammy's network right there from her website, which the player is going to be on, and also on her Facebook and her Twitter with the wedgie. So now on her player, she has the availability to have banner ads now. So think about going to Sister Tammy's website. You click on her web player, and now you hear music going with the titles of that song, with the name of that song, with the description of that song, all right in the database. So you're not losing a beat when you're listening to your own station and when you're listening to her with Sister Tammy's new station that we're about to get up in the next couple of months. So now, back to the banner ads. You will have banner ads, unlimited rotation that you will control on the back end of your player for your sponsors, for your clients, for your fans, or whoever it's going to be. You could charge whatever you want to charge to have unlimited banner ads now on her player. She could charge for that. She will have charge for airtime and commercials. That's three revenues of streaming I showed you real quick. Also on the player, she will have tabs where now she could put somebody's website as a tab that will click right into the website for more information about that person's website or businesses. She could charge for that. Also, she could go off live location and stream a church. She could stream you. She could stream a concert and send the signal back to her station that will be streamed live on her website. Boom, that's one platform right there of many. Second one, we would design Sister Tammy now a mobile app that will be submitted into the Android phone and that will be submitted to the iPhone market it will be now easier for you guys now into stepping into the new technology. Mobile apps is a crucial game. You got to, that's where it's going to now. The mobile app is the mini website of your business or whatever you have. It's the mini website. It's information real quick, and it clicks into it, your website or video or even your own radio station that Sister Tammy will have with her mobile app. We will customize your mobile app around your logo. So whatever logo that you will give us, we will now customize your mobile app around your logo and Sister Tammy's logo as well. So that's how I can help you, Sister Tammy, just like that within 10 minutes of talking to you and to the people.
Right. And I want to just say, as you were talking about, you know, having, we have so many young people that are so talented with writing and older people as well. But, you know, we complain so much about what we hear on the radio and the things that we want changed. And I remember talking to you about that would be so wonderful to have, to encourage, first of all, because I think some of the young people, they write different things because they think this is the only way. This is what is accepted. This is what the radio
exactly.
And the people want. But there's so many of us out there that want to hear some good music. This would be a way for me to say, hey, my young people, you want to hear yourself on, you want to get your music out there, bring me some clean music, bring me something with a message, and we will play it so much till they'll have to buy it. They'll be singing it in their sleep. So this is what Moses also means. We got to help one another. I've never met Moses.
Right.
Moses and I feel like he's just my little, I shouldn't say little, but he's like Brandon.
Off Facebook. Off Facebook.
Yeah, we met through Facebook. And that's what he's saying. You know, you can use Facebook. I hear people saying, well, I don't want Facebook. I'm not about all that. It is what you make it. It is absolutely.
That's right.
That's like saying you don't want a cell phone, seriously.
Right.
That's just like saying that because, it's you know, the phone lines are almost just obsolete now. So it is what you make it. You have to make it what you want, and that's what you do. So that was just a tad bit of what Moses and I have been discussing and we'll soon hopefully be working on getting all those things implemented. And so I want you guys, as we were saying, help. I will need your help because I will need you to continue to be followers and to download the app and things like that.
Okay.
So we'll keep you informed on that as it continues to grow. And if you know someone that is looking and wanting their own, whether they want to do a ministry where they can go worldwide with that ministry, need more people to do ministry, to bring the truth, to not water down God's word, to hold people accountable by giving them the truth. We don't like what's going on in the world. Let's come together and let's change it. Let's put the information out there that needs to be put out there rather than just saying, oh, well, that's the world and that's, it's going to happen. It's happening because we're sitting back and we are allowing it to happen. So
that's right.
Please bring it. I'm going to check the chat line. You go ahead. I'm going to check the chat line real quick here.
And what she said, and what she's saying, ladies and gentlemen, she's saying, don't talk about it. Like I said, this is 2013, man. We don't need to do no more talking, no more. You know, it's going down. I moved from California, ladies and gentlemen, to Detroit to set up networks to get people going because it's so broken down economically wise and technology wise. They're 30 years behind time. So it's my duty, it's my job to at least play a part, not just to be a talker. Don't talk about it, be about it. Right, Sister Tammy?
That's right. That's right. We have to. Now, do you want to share, and for those of you remember on the phone line, you do have to select the number one if you have a question or a comment. And just as I said Monday night, and even though I said that I still took some calls and questions after the show, but the last show that we did with AJ and Moses, I got so many questions and comments and texts after the show that I really
right.
can't answer. And that's why this came again. I said, okay, let's have you back on because I don't know the answers. I'm still trying to understand what you are doing for me. So I need you to answer the questions. So people, please don't wait till after the
right.
show because now is your chance. There is no question too small. There's no dumb question. What's dumb is not to
no.
answer it. And have it in your mind because if it's there,
right.
someone else is thinking maybe not in the exact wording, but if it's there in your mind, if something has triggered a question or comment in your mind, ask it or say it. If something is working for you, you know, come on and tell us. But don't hold it because I might not know your question afterwards, and I particularly don't want to do an hour or 2 hour show and then text and talk about the show for another hour. I mean, I'm not Oprah yet. Right? She can't. Not yet.
And that's what I'm saying. You have to be positive with yourself. No more negativity, people. No more downing yourself. Speak positive. If you let the enemy come in and put one doubt in your mind, he won your mind, trust me, because it trickles down and then you can't never get back up because you had control in the first place. Please, I can't stress it. Positive, 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 positive. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. We're going to do it. I'm going to get that money. I'm going to get that filming. I'm going to get that contract. Positive, people.
Right. You know, go get a contract and write it out, sign it, keep it somewhere, look at it every day. But the world has a way of beating you down again to think that it's not possible, that it's not enough. And please, please get this. I've shared this with you guys many, many times. Think about it. We have Burger King, we have McDonald's. They're typically right, and Backyard Burger, let's add them too. They're typically in the same vicinity, sometimes across the street. There's enough for everybody. We have KFC, we have churches, we have Popeyes. They all specialize in chicken. They're usually in the same vicinity. There's enough for everybody. Let's not forget Walgreens and CVS. We have a Walmart. Family Dollar, General Dollar, every time I turn around, they are popping up across the street from each other. I'm thinking, how many do we need on one block? So that what that's saying is there is enough of it for everybody. And when you open your hand and help someone, your
Man.
Blessings come out. And I can say that
Man.
Comes with your thought process, with your mind, because I used to be that closed-minded person where I gotta get mine first. No, I can't do that. So when I can help a sister and when I can help a brother, I'm ready. Let's go. Cause when you get there, hey, I'm right there. Help me. If you get there first, hey, help me. What do we do different? And that's what it's about. When your hand and your mind is closed, you might as well keep going to 8 to 5. And just keep living like you're living. So you
uh-huh.
have to open your mind. But I want, as we wait for them to prepare with their questions and comments, I want you to tell how you were able to get, and we had this young lady, she was going to come on tonight, but she realized that
right.
she had overbooked, she had a church function that she is over and needed to attend. So we have to, you know, we have to be okay with that and let her do her thing. But she's a gospel singer, the most beautiful song. She posted it on Facebook, and I just fell in love with it. And Moses listened, got on board, and called me. I mean, we're up like 11 o'clock at night trying to get in touch with her. And when he called, I had just finished, you know, talking with her through Facebook. Never met her as well. But we were able to connect with her, and Moses was able to instantly upload her video. Am I saying that in the right way? Upload her video onto your site, right? Onto your radio site, Streamline site.
Well, no, onto our TV and video on demand site. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And for those of you who are out there, and if you're able to, Moses, if you can tell them how to get to that, you will be able to see. And she, I mean, we could hear her just so excited that night because this came out of nowhere for her. She's trying to promote herself, knew nothing about this type of advertisement. Now she's out there with Mary, and her people that are seeing their videos are seeing hers. So that came to her instantly, and I'm sure because of her favor and because her being consistent with doing God's music, with spending all these years. I know her brother. I'm close with her brother, so that's how I came to know about her as well. But being consistent with writing and living for God, you know, keep, that's what you have to live your passion out and stay faithful. But you got to work too, people. You got to work and keep it going. So explain what you were able to do for her and maybe give the site. And for those of you who are able to, pull it up while you're listening to the show and just see what he did. He's going to walk you through how to pull it up and see the video.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Tamia. I mean, she, like I said, there's a lady named Michelle Lang. I'm saying her name correctly?
Correct.
Michelle Lang, she's a gospel artist, maybe entertainment. How would you categorize her?
She's a gospel artist / entertainer. She does a lot of performing, and she's very into the church as well, but she does a lot of performing and has in a band, but she's the lead singer, so she's a gospel writer and performer.
Okay. I have, she introduced me with Michelle Lang. She has a beautiful video that she has.
Moses, I'm going to interrupt you for just a minute. I just got a text that they are having just a little bit of trouble hearing you, and I'm wondering, are you on speakerphone?
No, I'm not.
No? Okay. Earpiece or anything, maybe?
No, I'm speaking right here on the phone.
I'm not sure why then. Okay, let's keep going. I'm going to take you off speakerphone on mine. Okay.
I have took this young lady, Michelle Lang. She has a video on YouTube. YouTube is good to promote your videos and all that. But as for gospel music and gospel entertainment, and since Squeaky Mobile Network deals with independent gospel music and film, we are affiliated with one of the biggest distribution of entertainment in the world as far as gospel music. I just so happened to got blessed by the grace of God to run the mobile online distribution site. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, CDs will be obsolete the next 3 to 4 years. You know, I had a gentleman here in Detroit, when I go to the gas station, people coming to me and say, hey, you want to buy your CDs? I tell them, man, I wish I could buy your CD, but I use my iPod for my CDs. So I'm letting you know CDs will be obsolete because you could just use your iPod to load up all your music and download all your music and now use your iPod to put it in your car now and bam. So therefore, it's going to eliminate CDs. So I'm letting you know mobile distribution is the way to go. Having your stuff digital download onto my site, which we created on squeaky.com. So anybody that's out there right now, just go to your web, go to, open up another browser, go to squeaky, squeeky.com. And then once you see our page, we're going to go to the video tab. And what I've done for Michelle Lang, she was on YouTube. I just took her video and put it on my platform just to see of how many hits that she will get. Because since we are our main resources of gospel and entertainment and music, I believe her video on YouTube was probably at, I think, like 54 views that she had. So I took her video and uploaded on my channel, which is squeeky.com. Then we're going to click on a tab right on top that says video. So I'm trying to take it slow for you guys so you guys can get it. Squeeky.com, squeeky.com. Click on video. And then click on ministries, and bam, her you're going to see a whole bunch of channels right there at the bottom. It's going to say ministries, and it's going to say channels. These are private channels that Sister Tammy will have, once she has her own online TV network, Squeaky Mobile Network will set up her channel and place it right here with everybody else's channel. Like I said, these are people that have their own individual 24-hour TV network channel. And since I'm the boss of Squeaky Mobile Network, I have to have my own channel where I could do my own thing as far as live streaming and having my own video on demand channel and all that. So you want to click on a channel that says Squeaky, and it's going to say TV VOD. Click on that channel, and it's going to open up to Stillwater Michelle Lang. So what I did here, I post her video up. And then within 1 week, because I just got her video this time last week, right, Sister Tammy?
Right, and remind you, she had been on YouTube for a while with her videos and had only 50.
Right.
Yep.
Right, 54 users, and she's only been on YouTube. She's been on YouTube for a while, but the game has changed because Squeaky Mobile Network has set up a platform for independent people for clean music, and also the main thing for independent gospel artists and independent filmmakers, where we could just take your video and for a small fee and upload your video on here. And now she went from 54 hits on her YouTube to 372 hits that she got right now within 1 week. So that means she has been averaging what, maybe about 40, you know, close to 50 hits a day, right, Sister Tammy?
Right.
So this is what I have done for her, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have any music, you have any film, you have any content, has to be good quality. You know, my channel is called, and my network is called Squeaky, meaning for squeaky clean, keeping everything into Windows clean. Has to be clean. So when I promote you and advertise you, right here you can see it in good quality. And it'll stream on all mobile devices, all PCs, so it's compatible to all the devices and smartphone as that.
Right.
How about that, Sister Tammy?
And I hope that you guys were able to do that. And just in case you missed it, write it down, but it's squeaky.com. And just remember, Squeaky is SQUEEKEY.com. And I logged on. I walked through it with Moses as well. So, and, of course, once you get to that, you go to videos, correct? You select video, and right under that you'll see ministries.
Yep.
And then
right.
You go over and select the Squeaky. You'll see a little man running there. The Squeaky, you select
right.
That one, and the video comes up instantly. So show her some
all
support.
The videos.
All the videos,
yes.
Right.
And all the other artists that we have on it. These are independent artists. All these videos I have is independent artists, and they're getting major hits. And I put and I upload and I refresh my videos probably once a week to twice a week. So, like I said, please get at me at the end of the show or get at Sister Tammy, and we could definitely help you because we have the platform, ladies and gentlemen. We have it, and we're doing it. And please click on the other channels that you see on there and get involved with other people that's having their own content. And you can see on how you can have your own customized player, just like I've done for myself, with my logo that says Your Window Into Everything Clean. That could be your logo. And then, you know, play around with the buttons. And you can share it onto your Facebook. You can share it on your Twitter. You can have video on demand. You can even hit the play all button, and it will go in loops all day, every day. So it's so many functions of what you can have by having your own 24-hour TV network and also helping other individuals. And you can charge them, or you don't have to charge them, you know, for a small fee where they're going to get hits no matter what.
Right. And just some of the things, and I'm glad you mentioned that. As you were talking, I was looking through the site again. And, for instance, you have the music button, and then you have blogs. Those of you who have a blog or have been to start a blog, you know, there again, we can do something. Everybody has something in them that they have not birthed. Very few people are operating and living their passion, their dreams, and their God-given talents. The world, our parents, just they set us up to think we got to follow society's rule. We got to go to school, and I'm not knocking school, but most times we go to school to be something that we don't even want to be and don't like. So if you're going to go, at least
That's
go.
Right.
If you want to teach, teach. Don't let somebody talk you into, because teachers don't get paid a lot of money, then you should go be an attorney when you can't stand that field. So whatever you do, don't do it for money. Do it because that's your gift and that's your talent, that's your love. But don't walk away from your talents and your gifts either for the 9-to-5
right.
that gets you nothing and nowhere. And that's why most of us are walking around in deep depression, unsatisfied, unfulfilled, because not only are we spending time 8 hours in a place that we don't like, we oftentimes are doing it for such little money that can't even buy that $9 aluminum foil that I was speaking about. So, hey, you're working for somebody's dream. And all I say, if you're going to do that for somebody, then add yours to the list. Don't leave yours out. Don't let it overpower or overtake your passion, your dream. If you're going to work 8 hours there, at least give yours an hour. And I'm being really, really grateful there, because I think if you're going to give somebody 8, then you should at least give yourself 8 too. But some of the other things on here, the live events, and that's kind of what I ended up watching that night with the poetry session going on live. And I guess that's where you kind
right.
of find that. Okay, again, the blogs and then the music and then the videos, your conferences, you know, ministry. If you want to go worldwide with your ministry, you know, again, we need more of that. So those are the kind of things that's on here. So play around with the site, squeaky.com. I always like to put out there that Butterfly Evolution is not promoting this because we have a financial stake in it. Absolutely not. Just as the authors come on with their books, they are selected by titles and by the message. And this, I felt, that there's so many people out there that need this. So that's what
it's
we
a
need.
Platform.
It's a platform.
It's a platform,
exactly.
Larry. That's all I'm doing. I'm giving you guys a platform to have your own channel, your own network, mobile apps, 24-hour scheduling. Now you could be the pillar of your community and your business now. So now if you had your own TV network, you could put your whole community on by having your own network. So now you're giving your community a chance to get into the worldwide atmosphere of having their own cooking channel, their own home shopping network channel, their own talk show channel on your network. So like I said, entrepreneurship.
Right, right. So that's what this is about. I got away from the site. I'm actually on your site now. And let's see here, and I'm going to check the chat line. You guys, I'm all over the place, so be patient with me. I'm sorry. Now, I want to make sure that we are not missing calls. This one, never quite seen this on the show. So if I pull you in and you did not have a question, just tell me that you don't have one, and I'll keep going. But the way that I'm going to identify you is I'll give your area code that you're calling from and the last 4 digits of the number that you're calling from tonight. So, again, the area code and the last 4. And I'm going to pull this number in from 313 is the area code, and the last 4 is 3328. Caller, if you do have a question, you're on the air with us.
Hi, my name is Kirby Eason. I've been listening for a little bit. I just recently met Moses at that event. I think you're talking about that went live streaming. And I don't necessarily have a question, but I did just want to kind of piggyback off of what you guys were saying, because I actually just started a business that I do social media management for Christian organizations for the very reason that you were saying, you know, a lot of people have jobs and they're doing other things and they don't have time to be on the computer or constantly on their phones, but it's needed. So that's why I think God gave me Beautiful Feet Marketing, which my slogan is the Good News Grapevine, just trying to get people to see, you know, that Christians are doing positive things, that they're not, you know, just out bashing everybody else, and they're actually doing the work that God put on their hearts to do to, you know, help people as much as they can.
Okay, now tell us that again, because I want to make sure we get that. Give us your information, because this is all about, you know, they say each one teach one. We're going to go to each one, help one. So give us your web, whatever you want to give us. Give us the names again, as much information as you want to get out there, and I'm going to write it down too.
Okay.
Sister Kirby, make sure you tell the people what you actually do for your business, how you can help the people that's actually listening right now. Tell the people what you do and how it may be your, now you make it your own business where you don't have to work for nobody else. Make it, tell the people what you've done and what you created off the technology that's going on right now and the Facebook. And let them know how important it is to have a social media. Let them know.
Well, I don't even know where to start. Well,
take your time.
We can go. I'll start from the Bible. Isaiah 52:7 says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who, you know, share the good news of good tidings." Pretty much where I got the slogan, I mean, the name of the company and the slogan from, Beautiful Feet Marketing. It's, we have a new mountain to proclaim the good news of Christ from, and that is social media. I mean, if you look around, everybody is on it, from the president to every news station. I mean, social media feeds are even in time with newscasts now. So, and like for people, I just turned 25, people like me who are on the go, business, minded young people coming up in business and commerce and all that, they're not reading newspapers anymore, and they're rarely picking up actual magazines. They have apps on their iPhones, their Android phones, and their tablets and their laptops. And if you're not accessible like that, they don't even have time to see what you're about, period. That's just the bottom line. And then young people, like my sister, she just turned 20. My brother is about to be 16. They're not picking up newspapers. They're not even interested. If it's not a trend on Twitter, if it's not a trending topic on Twitter, they probably don't know what it is. That's just the truth. And if you're trying to reach this generation that's coming up and the ones after it, you're going to have to get on the bandwagon and actually get out there where they are. And they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're on Instagram, which Facebook just bought for about $2 million or something like that. And I was just reading statistics that said they're about, 7 million pictures uploaded to Instagram a day. And so everybody, I came with this girl from Mongolia on Instagram. So just to give you a clue as to how pertinent social media is as a ministry tool and as a business tool, just period.
And what do you do? Explain, what do you do for your business to help people real quick? How you helping me? Tell them how you helping me and what you're doing as far as getting my social media and my business out there. Use me for example, because you are helping me.
I set up social media pages. Like I set up Squeaky Network's Facebook fan page. You want to go find out what Squeaky Network is about or see some of the things that Moses has been doing around the country, you can go on facebook.com/squeaky and you can see everything that Moses has been doing, all the people he's been interacting with, the things that he's been getting involved in. And we're working on creating a group on Facebook, which is a community, a Facebook community, but that's not the limit, though. There's all kinds of things that you can do.
Give them an example.
I was just about to. My grandmother, my paternal grandmother, she just passed on December 3rd, 2012 of pancreatic cancer. We found out she had pancreatic cancer 2 weeks before she died. So we were, like, pretty shocked. And my aunt is going to be putting together a 2K fun run for pancreatic cancer in her memorial. And one of the ways we're intending on going about raising money for this cause is with Facebook causes, people being able to donate through their Facebook pages. You can go on your phone and do it. PayPal, you can go directly to PayPal, or you can use WePay. There's all kinds of ways, mobile, that you can give to whatever cause that you want to give to, or even start a cause for someone else to give to. And that's what I do. I help set you up with those on those networks that you want to get on. So you're more into commerce and you're looking to connect with other business people, well, LinkedIn is probably your best bet. Facebook too, but LinkedIn was set up specifically for professionals, and that's what they do.
And do you have a website?
I do have a website.
Okay, give that to us.
It's beautiful. B as in boy, E A U T as in Thomas, I S U L. Feet is FEAT marketing beautifulfeetmarketing.com. And my contact information, you can email beautifulfeetmarketing@gmail.com, or you can call at the number that I believe you have is 313-917-FEAT is 313-917-FEAT.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen, like I said. There you go. She's doing it. Like, if you need any help with social media, if you don't understand how it really works, you know, this is the person to call. She's doing me and doing my page right now because I don't know the ins and outs of Facebook. I don't know the levels that I could really go to, the expectations that I could go to with Facebook. But sometimes I just don't have the time to do it because I got so many other projects. But if you want her, she would be the perfect person and explain to you and take your time with you and really get you out there.
Well, I'm
thank you, Sister Kirby. I appreciate it.
I mean, I'm loving this because I'm wondering where have you been all my life? Because I could use you now. I mean, I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show where I said I just found out that people can eat. There's a whole nother set of messages that I had. My son kept telling you, Mom, I don't know why you're not getting this stuff. I'm sending it to you. And I'm just thinking really to myself, I didn't tell him that he's not sending it. I called him little sucker. That's his name for me. And I said, he's not sending me this stuff. And I found it this week. And he was sending it, and so were a lot of other people. I missed emails. I missed requests. I missed people wanting to volunteer for the 901 Butterflies. I missed all of this stuff because I didn't know it existed. So here I am trying to act like I know the game and thought I was doing pretty well. And I have messages from 2009 where people have been sending me, and I did not know they existed. So, and
yeah,
like I was saying, I just don't have a lot of the time that I would like to put into it. I'd like somebody to just go on there and respond like they're me and be trust that they know exactly what to say in a professional way and blah, 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 because the time is really, my days are just running long. So I am in awe because I hear you say 25, right?
Right.
You're 25. And I want you to hear this, people, because what she's taken something probably that she just likes to do anyway. She's good at, she has the time. She started a business, social
right.
media management. I can't even, until hearing that, I'm thinking, wow, why didn't I think of that? I'm on there all the time anyway, seemingly. So why didn't
that? Don't give me too much credit. I mean, it was really a God idea, honestly. I was sitting riding the Detroit transportation, the bus, when all this came to me. So don't give me too much credit. But.
Well, we're going to give you the credit because, see, that's, we need to stop doing that as well because, see, God has given people, a lot of people, a lot of things, and we miss them.
That's right.
We let them go. So I'm giving you the credit because not only did he give it, you received it and you went with it. So you get the credit for that. God is good.
Amen.
God is all the glory. But you get the credit for you know, starting that fire. Because a lot of, again, God has given us, given so many people so many things. And a lot of people are going to die with so many unopened gifts that God had given them out of fear. Out of lack of being able to transform and walk out of negativity and walk out of bondage and walk out of this stuff that the world puts on us. So I'm giving you credit for being 25 and not having that fear and not being fearful tonight, coming on, telling us what you did, sharing your story about your grandmother.
That's right.
And you're taking that and you're starting something
right.
positive. So I'm giving you a lot of credit for being 25 and doing what you do.
Thank you. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's really just God really using me. I'm just grateful that he chose me, you know. But I'm also grateful that, you know, I get to do something that, like you said, you know, that's really fun to me. I love what I do. I love being on Facebook and Twitter and all that all day, and I love the fact that I get to do it and actually do something that can help advance the kingdom. And you said, you know, you give me credit for not being afraid. It's not that I don't get afraid or that even I'm not afraid, because I was contemplating not even saying something tonight. But one thing that popped up in my head was I heard Joyce Meyer one time. She said, you know, you can feel fear, but you don't have to be afraid.
That's right.
So
that's right.
You can, even if you have the feeling, you can still be courageous and feel fearful, but it's what you act on that makes you, you know, who you are and what you become and what you allow God to make out of you. So.
And I'm glad you said that because, people, you need to become a walking. People talk about me, but I don't care. I'm talking to everybody, even if you don't talk back. Because you might be my next customer. You may be the one that need help. You may be the one to help me move to the next level. So I'm speaking. I go out some days, and I know people. I'm in the grocery store talking. I'm wherever. I'm in the car talking to myself. I'm just talking. Open your mouth and share what you're doing. Share the positiveness. Share the thoughts. Share your God-given gifts. Because the other folks are doing them. The ones who don't believe and don't want to believe and don't want God in their lives and not doing anything, bringing glory to God, they're doing it. We have favor. We have so much favor in our lives. So go out and get it. And young lady, I thank you, and I'm going to call you because I need help. And I have a message. I have a message from Jocasta Odom. I want to give her a shout-out, Sister Circles. And Jocasta, if you want to come in and share tonight, please do. You know you're always welcome. But she's saying, where are these messages? Because she needs to make sure she's not missing them as well. And she's already text saying she thinks that this would be a good idea for her, for the Sister Circle. So we have people that are doing things, and we need to connect. We all need to unite and make sure that we are helping one another get where we need to get, because we can't do it all. We can't do it all. So whereas I might can use my feet, you might use your hands better. But we make up our body. So I thank you for coming in and sharing that. And I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to make sure I have it right because I want to give it out at the end of the show. But it's beautifulseatmarketing.com for the website. And then the number is 313-917-3328, or just seat. 3328 means seat, S-E-A-T, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to give it out again before we end the show, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
It.
Thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Okay.
Keep praying for me.
We will do just that. Okay? Thank you. We have another caller, and again, the numbers are lighting up differently. If you selected the number one or did not, and I'm pulling you in from 248, the area code 248 with the last four of 2464. Caller, you're on the air with us.
Hello, how are you today? My name is Yvonne, and I'm calling because I'm listening to your station, and I live in Detroit as well. And with Moses is speaking about exactly what I did, I wanted, if I could ask him a question, if I could.
Absolutely.
I'm starting a advertisement company. It is basically helping other entrepreneurs get their business out there. And it seems like the platform that he has, hopefully it can possibly benefit me. So I'd just like to know, is there any way that he could, you know, help me out in that department as far as the advertisement goes?
Absolutely, Yvonne. Thank you for calling once again onto the Butterfly Evolution Radio Network show. We appreciate that. And your clients, what type of work do they do?
Actually, it's all across the board. It's from education, political, mom and pop store, you know, the handyman, independent artists that have their videos, which I went onto your website and saw that could be a possibility too. So my clients are it's a vast majority of people. So I will be, you know, catering to all types.
Right. Well, for the platform, we could help them as far as with the videos concerned. So if your clients have any music videos or any type of content that's clean, we could definitely help them as far as putting them on a platform. Or if they have a small business within the area and they're tired of using the old Yellow Pages, because, you know, Yellow Pages is obsolete no more. You know, nobody don't use that no more. Exactly, it's out of business because Yellow Pages came out with that app. But there's also other opportunities that's in your area that you go to at least once or twice a month. And I think, Yvonne, maybe that might work for you as well. I'm a distributor as well for all the AMC movie theaters in the country. Mm-hmm. So I can help your client get into the nearest AMC movie theaters within a 2-mile radius of his business. And he can actually have a 30-second promo commercial before the movie comes on. Like you see right now when you go in the movie, you see all the commercial coming on right before the music. Think about having your client right there at a low price. And instead of being on one theater, a lot of these movie theaters have about 20 screens in them, Yvonne. So now they could be on all 20 of them. And then the best part about it, Yvonne, we have all the movies that's already out for 2013. So he can pick and choose and strategize what movies that he thinks his business is going to fit that model, and he could get it in, and so can you.
Wow, that's wonderful. I have another question. As far as the music department go, how exactly, if I wanted to upload a video or a song, how would I be able to do that? What is the procedures for that?
Well, all you have to do is go to my website, squeaky.com, and also you can just email me and tell me what exactly the videos that you want up, because I have to make sure it's compatible, make sure it's in MPEG-4 and QuickTime, you know, whatever format that you have, and then I can strategically put it in different categories like entertainment or music or speaker, whatever category that fits your client, and then I can put it on there. And then I can give you the link so you can share it, and you can give the link to your client so he can start promoting and sharing. And you don't even have to do nothing but kick back and let Squeaky Mobile Network run for itself.
That sounds excellent. And I also wanted to give the young lady that was just on with the beautiful seed marketing, I need her too. Put her number down and be giving her a call. I am. That's exactly. It's another intricate part, and it's definitely all about working together. And I really appreciate that. Is there a number that I can reach you at?
Yes, my number. I'm giving my. You got my website correct? Because you went on it. I'm just gonna give you my number. Just give me a call anytime. 909 area code 480-9776.
Okay, got it. Thank you very
much. I guarantee,
is there any information you want to give about your business for the people to be able to contact you?
Absolutely.
Well, actually, yeah, my number, actually my website, I need to give the young lady a call so we can get that going together. But I do advertising for independent and newly entrepreneurs, so actually anyone who wants to get their business out there, also putting information in the community about the changes that are going on with us as far as our voting rights, our kids' education.
Right.
So it's a community thing, and that's really what I'm about. And my number is 313-461-9200.
Okay. And it's Yvonne, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank
anything you
very
else you want
much.
To provide?
Actually, you know, I will be tuning in, and I'm sure you'll be hearing me again, you know, because I love your program, and I like what
thank
you're doing, and I really appreciate it. Thank you, Moses.
Okay. All right, and I'll connect with you as well. So thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing, and just so that everybody
thank
got that, it's 313-461-9200, correct?
That's correct. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Vaughn.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great questions. Great feedback. Great
Sister
connection.
Tammy, another person, yeah, another person
yes.
who's getting off her job, you know, starting her own business and, you know, utilizing a platform. I have so many platforms to help you guys with to get your own business. And, I mean, it's ridiculous. And we're going to have more and more part ones and part twos because we can't talk about everything.
Yeah, right. And so with that being said, you all, if you do have this is going to be our last call for question or comments. We've gone over an hour, so great information, you guys. And in preparation, like Moses said, we will probably do this again. And in preparation, we want you guys to start, number one, open your minds. Really focus on what would I do for free? What do I do with the least amount of effort and I enjoy it? It doesn't feel like work. Start thinking about that. What are you good at? And if you don't know, there's more reason to think about it. And the number one thing we have to work consistently, daily to do is renew our mind and to be transformed. And that's what Butterfly Evolution is about. It is about moving from that caterpillar to this beautiful butterfly with your own particular colors, with your specific colors. You get the colors that you want. You design your colors. That's what Butterfly Evolution is about, dying to live. And we, in order to truly live, we really have to die. I'm getting to the point where I don't know the old Tammy. Who was that person? What was all those negative thoughts about, the fear, you know, all of that stuff. And once you start to do that, know that it's a process. You will not get there overnight because all of your stuff, it took all of your life to get, and you've just allowed it to build up. So it doesn't happen overnight. And know that this is a process. You don't put anything on the stove and take it out right away. It's not done instantly. It has to cook, whether it's for a second or a minute. So things are renewing your mind and transformation is a process, and that's what you have to get in your head first. Because if you go out and pursue whatever with any other mindset, you will fail. So you have to open up your mind, and you have to believe in yourself, and you have to be willing to bring someone with you. You have to take release that crab mentality, that crab in a barrel mentality. If I can't have it, you're not going to have it. If I don't want it, I'm not going to help you get it. You got to release that and open up your minds and open up your hands and share. Believe.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Let's see. We have Moses. Are you okay for one more call? We have some more calls.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, no problem.
Wonderful. And those of you who are in the chat line, please, you know, you can send your questions there as well. But we have, and I'm just going to let her introduce herself, Miss Atlanta. You're on the air with us.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, how are you?
This is Jacosta.
Hello.
Did you hear me say Miss Atlanta?
Yes, I did. I don't know about Miss Atlanta, but I'll accept it.
All right. There you go. Positive thinking.
I will accept it. This is so awesome. I'm just so excited just listening. And, yes, I was like, oh, my gosh, Tammy's talking about she hasn't seen things in 2009. Do I need to call this girl up? I mean, like, and I just to know that it would be a great outreach for the Sister Circle because I get so many people from different states saying that they want to participate in the Sister Circle and there's no way for them to do it.
Right.
And if I could have that happen, I mean, just to make that happen, even just for people who were, I mean, just when the lady said she was from Detroit, that was crazy because I've had a few women just hit me up on Facebook and was like, can you travel here for a Sister Circle? And I'm like, I don't know, you know. And, I mean, but now if I didn't have to travel, that they could just, you know, be able to see it. I mean, of course, sooner or later I would travel, but this would be a great idea.
It would be a great idea. Moses, the next time there's something live where Jocasta can watch, because the poetry was awesome. I mean, I watched it, and I called people and said, hey, you got to tune into this. You know, as if I was sitting here watching this episode on TV, I was able to sit and watch the young people come up and do their poetry. So the next time,
right.
We'll copy you in and make sure that you're able to listen, just log in and see it happening. It's really, just to see it doesn't even bring your thought doesn't even
mm-hmm.
open up of what it really is when you're able to see it happen. So I think you would really like it. And, again, I think what you're saying, it would be really helpful for Sister Circle to expand and to have you, you know, you'll go right to those women. You'll be able to sit
yes.
right there at the Sister Circle.
And that will be really
and
good. And, I mean, you can participate then, Tammy. I mean, like,
Tell them what Sister Circle is.
Well, the Sister Circle is an organization formed 10 years ago to motivate women, invigorate their minds, and just to show them that they're worth more than anyone can ever tell them. And it's just to give them a time so that they can be served instead of doing the serving. Those are what the events do. But the 365 days of the Sister Circle is just relinquished with many resources, regardless of what it is. If your child needed tutoring, we can help you with that. We have plenty of teachers that are in the Sister Circle that are members. And it's just a great fun time. The quarterly events, we entertain, we feed you. I always tell people that's a great thing because you get to eat. But we also started a new program of paying it forward so you're able to participate in the developing of the Sister Circle so that we can still continue to grow and do the great things that we do quarterly and monthly. So, I mean, it's a great organization where women come and they laugh hard and they may cry some, but you always have a shoulder to cry on and a friend to laugh with. So it's a great organization. I love it.
Therefore, all you need now is a camera. Imagine you having your camera and a laptop, and you can stream anywhere, anytime, on your own network, stream on all mobile devices, all PCs, and all smartphones in HD quality just like that. How would that sound to you?
It sounds great. It sounds wonderful.
And you can have that at you know, if you really want it, I could definitely make that happen for you. It's going to be a little investment, but that little tiny investment,
mm-hmm.
you can have a whole network, not just for your sister in Christ, for the whole community.
Yes.
And now you can start providing jobs and expanding your own online TV network into a full-fledged network. You could provide jobs, camera people, programming, sales team, the whole nine at your fingertips. So please get at us. Okay, we can help you.
Oh, wow. That's just good. I mean, I'm so happy to hear that everybody is doing great things. That's my main concern with everything. And I know the same with Tammy. Always trying to help everybody and help somebody be somebody and bring out the best in them.
Right.
Just bring out the best.
As you talk about women, I really want to, Sister Circle, you know, I just want to say to women, all women that are listening, and this will help me kind of end and introduce next week's show, because I am super, super excited about that show for many reasons. But sisters, yellow, black, blue, brown, little, tall, whatever your outward appearance is, we need to support one another. We need to come to each other in truth, but in love. We need to help the sister that may be raising those kids just across the street, down the corner, alone. We need to ask her, what can I do? Become her friend. Do something. But we need to stop talking about one another and start supporting one another, because we are powerful, powerful human beings. We can carry a child for 9 months, have birth. We can have a cycle for up to 7 days, and you know what happens on a cycle, and we still live. Okay? So there's power in us.
Mm-hmm.
There's power. So we need to connect. We need to help each other. If you got a sister who you know who's talented in something, help her. Ask her, how can I motivate you? Girl, you got a passion for this, whether it's doing hair, doing nails, sewing, cooking. You got a passion for this. Maybe you need to start your own catering business. Maybe you need
to cook
for this. Help your sister. Don't beat them down when you see what they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
What can they do that you see? That's what we need to do. And that brings me to this next week's topic. And you guys, before you, and ladies, there's an author going to be on, and this reminds me, I had someone over, a guy, my next-door neighbor was over my house. He came over for Bible study and got here a little early, and he saw this book that had just come in, and the name of it is the title is There Are No Good Men, and that's all he saw. And he jumped up and started to the book because he was getting ready to attack me, I'm sure. Why are you ordering this book? But the title is There Are No Good Men Because There Are No Good Women. A lady wrote this book, and she's going to, because when I saw the title, I thought, just what you guys said, I got to get that, and I got to find her, I got to contact her. And it's deep. It is a deep book. But ask yourself, is that true? Could that be possibly true? There are no good men because there are no good women. Ask yourself. That's a question. That's the name of the book, but that's a question for next week's show. And I wanted to use that, as Jocasta talked about, Sister Circle, because it's about uniting together and uplifting one another up. So you guys do that. We have to help one another.
Yes.
Jocasta, anything else?
And I'm glad you said that, because I want everyone to know that Tammy helps me, and the favor is given back to her. I help her. And my thing is, I'm on just supporting Tammy, and someone hit me up and asked me, well, what's the number? You know, I don't have the number to Tammy, right? Can you hurry up and give it to me? Because they couldn't get to a computer. And I was like, okay, sure, no problem. You know, but that lets you know that, okay, they're just saying Tammy as if they know her, but that's because I talk about her. I tell them about her. That's something that we have to do, not be afraid of, like, that person is going to pull you down. No, we pull each other up. There's enough for all of us. And she was saying about KFC, Popeyes, churches. There's a Tammy, a Jocasta, Ruth, which now Tammy knows, in which we all will connect. There's a Regina. We all will connect. And when we connect those dots, we're very powerful.
Right.
And that's what we're looking to do, is connect the dots and not pull each other down, or not bring down the next man, but pull up the next man. And that's what we are about. And I'm sick and tired of people pulling each other down instead of lifting each other up and helping each other out. And that's what I want to do in what we're doing with the Sister Circle and what we're doing with Virtuous Women. And when that Virtuous Women reality show comes out, you will see that we will interview people like Tammy. We will interview so many people who are actually real and not afraid of the gospel.
Right, right. And tell about that, because, I mean, today at 4 o'clock I was on listening to Jocasta on another Blog Talk radio show with another young lady, and that doesn't, you know, that as I sat and worked, it didn't hurt me to tune in. And that's what supporting one another about. Many women will say, why are you listening to that, and you got, and why are you promoting that? Because this is my sister. She inspires me. I heard things on that show today on another Blog Talk radio show as I've listened as she's been on. And I was encouraged. I was motivated. So when you close your hand, when you shut people off, when you try to keep people from starting their own business, you know, you may not, the person that you know and think about tonight that Moses can get, that you can connect to Moses, tell them, if they weren't on the show, you say, listen, pull up this website.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the people, get them connected. Don't hold that information. If you don't want to do anything with it, give it away. Clean your closet out.
Right. Say that again.
Clean your closet out. That's exact. I mean, I had to do that. I need to do that now. I got stuff in there. It's pitiful. It's absolutely insane. I need to go give some of that stuff away that I don't wear, don't use, don't need. So clean your closet out. Give it to somebody.
Having a people. That's just like a lot of people that have a lot of money, and when they die, they it's dead. It's useless. Give your money out. Do something. Bless somebody with it. Be a helping hand. You know, come on. This is 2013. We don't have time for all that. We ain't no slavery no more. Come on, people. Let's get it in, please.
Okay. You better preach.
Well, this has been wonderful, Jocasta. You continue to do what you do. I support you. I thank you for just being a voice and for reaching out to women, because the sisters need a circle. And again, you guys, this is not about race, size. The sister circle is of all nationalities, all sizes, shapes, people from you know, different economical statuses. It's not, we're all sisters.
Mm-hmm.
God's not going to have you in one section and me in another. That's just not the God I serve. So we better learn how to get along down here, or we're going to get along in hell.
No, we ain't. Oh, no.
Yeah. I won't. Yeah. But if I need, I need to get it together. Yeah.
Moses, we not
going to get it together. I'm going to be where you guys will be. So we're going to all get there together. So let's help one another. Let's unite. Let's lift each other up and move forward.
Oh, and what he was stating about you can't take your money with you, you know, Solomon states that. I just preached that on Sunday. It was called Who Are You Investing In? And people, please, please, please read Ecclesiastes 5. I think it's just 10 through 24, I think. But I know that it's chapter 5, and then start with the fifth verse, so you can read it, or you can just read in its entirety. And Solomon tells you, you know, you can't take that with you. Basically, that's what he's saying, you know, and he's also telling you that you cannot put everything into man, because then who will you glorify? Man. You need to be satisfied with just Christ, who Christ is, not satisfied in the gift. Be satisfied with the giver. And if you begin to become satisfied with the giver, you will be able to glorify him, and you will get a great return in every investment you make within the kingdom. And so you need to just focus on investing in the kingdom. When you invest in the kingdom, you will receive a great return.
And one good reminder of that, you guys, and we'll close with this, one good reminder of that. We talked about this Monday night on the show as well. If you think if money would do it, if money could do it, things and money, we would not have so many unhappy and miserable and changing station artists and rich people and singers. These people have all this money, entertainers. They have all this money.
Right.
You know, and they the women hop from man to man, marriage to marriage, probably hospital to hospital. They go through addiction from one addiction to the next. So money and things don't do it. You got to satisfy that internal hunger for just that peace that surpasses all things. That when it's raining, you can walk outside as if you got an umbrella on and not get wet and may not have not the first umbrella to hold up. But it's that peace. Those people are miserable with millions in the bank and with the house that they don't have to clean, with the refrigerator full of food that they don't have to cook, and they feel depressed. They can buy anything and go anywhere at an instant. So as Moses said, you got to learn to do you. But in order to do you, you got to know you. In order to know you, you got to know God.
Good.
So, great show tonight. I hope that it has been a blessing to you guys. Jocasta, Moses, before what I want to end with is giving out all this information. And Jocasta, you did not give out yours. Please, would you give out your website and all that good stuff?
Okay, once again, it is Jocasta Odom. I like the Miss Atlanta, Miss, I like that. But Jocasta Odom, a circle for me.org. That's a circle for me.org. Or you can go to our Sister Circle page on Facebook. Jocasta is spelled Jocasta Odom. You can Google that. You can also call at any time, 404-576-8402. And please do follow me because my reality show, Virtuous Women reality show, will be coming out on television, on Breaking News Television channel soon. And I would love for all of you to tune in.
All right.
There you go. I need to get that footage and promote that as well. You need to holler at me for real. Put on a major team work all online. You already know. Come on now.
Right.
This is God.
All right. I got you. I've been texting Tammy the whole time. I like to stay back.
Yeah, she's been texting during
the whole
entire show. So I will send a suggestion. Let me get this media correct. A suggest whatever it is. Friend suggests. Something.
You got it. You got it, girl.
Yeah,
you got it.
You guys know what I mean. So I'll do that on Facebook as soon as we get off. So just starting with Jocasta, a circle for me.org is her site. The number is 404-576-8402, and this is in regards to the Sister Circle and all that she does. So contact Mrs. Atlanta just as quickly as possible. And we don't want to leave out Yvonne, who gave out her information, and she does she assists with business owners for advertising and things like that, and her number is 313-461-9200, and her name again is Yvonne. So if you're needing some help with advertising and getting your business started, things like that, just call anyway and just pick their brain to see what they do and get a better understanding so that you'll know, you know, maybe if they can't help you, they can help someone else. You may know someone that knows someone, so call these people anyway. Look at their sites and so forth. And then beautifulseatmarketing.com was our first caller, and her number is 913-917-3328. And the name, she does social media management. Her slogan is the good news grapevine, I believe that's what it was. So Beautiful Seed Marketing, and again, that's Beautiful Seat Marketing.com, her number 313-917-3328. Moses, do you want to give yours real quick so they can hear your voice one more time so they can sleep and dream about their new link?
Yes. Okay, get a pen. It's Moses Smalley, Smalley. You can also find me on Facebook. Just search for Moses Smalley. And you got to like my business page too. Like I said, Sister Kirby hooked me up. You could do a search for a Squeaky Mobile Network. And like I said, put me on both, on my main page and on my fan page. Get me connected on there. My number is 909-480-9776. That's 909-480-9776. And my website is squeaky.com, squeeky GoFundMe.com. And please donate to Sister Tammy. She's been faithful, like I said. She's been faithful, and she's trying to expand. Be a blessing in her life and donate. And so she can expand even more so we could get more features to add on to help a person like you that's listening and that's tuning in right now. Thank you, Sister Tammy, for everything. I appreciate
thank you, and this has been a wonderful show, and I just want to thank everybody, and I hope that a year from now that we're able to come back and say, hey, that night I was motivated and I started something, and here's where it's ended up, and if you don't want to do it again, help someone else. Call these people, get on their pages, look around, and share. If you do nothing else, give out their information to people that you run into, so that they can keep the torch moving. They can pass it along. So that being said, Jocasta, any final words from you?
No, I just want to say that I'll continue to pray for the both of you. Just want to pray for you all and all that you're
Amen.
Doing so that we can stay covered and God can protect us through everything we're going against and everything that comes towards us so that... You know, you all, Tammy, I lift you up right now, God, in Jesus' name. Moses, lift you up in Jesus' name. Just let God know that you all are doing everything for his kingdom. You are invested in his kingdom, and you are lovers of his. You love him, and you're after his own heart. And for that, I say thank you for me just knowing you, being able to hear you all's voice, and to just tell you all, preach the gospel.
All right. And I ask that you guys continue to listen to the show. And tune in again Monday. Tell your friends, tell your girlfriends, your male friends, the title of next week's show, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We'll be on with the title and the author of There Are No Good Men Because There Are No Good Women. That is actually a book by Lori Hardy. And their last name is Hardy. There Are No Good Men Because There Are No Good Women. So that's a question, and we're going to be discussing men and women next week, Monday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. All right, anything else? And if not, I'm going to turn the music on, and we're going to let everybody go. Moses, you're okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you for everything.
Right.
Thank you for all the listeners there, and please get in contact with us. This is very important. This is real. I mean, we got to. God bless.
God bless, and thank you, Jocasta. Thank you to all of our listeners. You have a wonderful, wonderful night. Thank you.